And now to take a short step out of politics, the UN, well, it's actually not much out of politics, but the UN Weather Agency has forecast that in 2016 be the hottest year on record since record keeping began almost 140 years ago. Is also urging global leaders to implement the pact signed during the UN Climate Change Conference in 2015.
We have witnessed a prolonged period of extraordinary heat, which is set to become the new norm. So the abnormal is no longer abnormal, it really is set to become the norm. The need to ratify and even more importantly to implement the Paris Agreement is more urgent than ever before. You know, our planet is really sending distress signals, and we need to act. We need to cut greenhouse gas emissions dramatically and quickly.
The UN Weather Agency added a temperature in August this year equal to that of July, which is normally the hottest month of the year. Average temperature last month was higher than the previous hottest August. That was back in 2014. Scientists say the heating trend is being driven by the burning of fossil fuels and is made worse by the ocean warming phenomenon known as El Niño, which ended in July. And now we're going to swing over to Seattle, Washington, in the States. We're joined by Mrs. Jody Gregg, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State. Hello, Ms. Gregg. Nice to have you on Press TV's Top 5. And now, ma'am, it seems just a few decades ago, we thought that global warming would be some other generation down the road's problem, but it seems that that's not exactly the case of what we're seeing these days. Your take, please.
Yes, the climate crisis is not just coming, it is here. And it is appalling how leaders around the world are still focusing on power and money. Power and money are going to be increasingly irrelevant as the climate changes. But it seems like the more power and money the leaders have, the more they are clinging to both of them. And the 99% and the 1% divide is not just the economy, it's also the effects of climate change. So what we need to think about and what the leaders in the world need to think about is not just their power and the money, but what all the people in the world need. The Green Party firmly believes that we are all connected, not just all people, but the animals, the plants, the microorganisms in the soil. It's taken a long time for the world to get to where it is so that it can support us. And yet we are in very quick time frame working to destabilize what has taken so long to develop. The world and the Earth can adapt, but not at the speed that it would have to without a tremendous change on our part.
And then you have a lot of people, ma'am, that are climate change deniers, like the U.S.'s Donald Trump or Australia's Tony Abbott, and they've been, you know, blasted for trying to deny all these statistics that we've seen, brush it off as a conspiracy by environmental fanatics. Now, in the U.S., nearly 90% of Democrats, these are just some stats I want to throw you really short, 90% of Democrats accept that climate change is occurring, while only half of Republicans do. That means half of Republicans are still climate change deniers. Your thoughts on why this is so?
People tend to keep doing what they have been doing until they are really faced with what is actually going on. And I think at this point, the Republicans are staying in denial a lot longer than the Democrats, who tried it for a while but are coming around. It may get to where people themselves have to do more, like the Transition Town movement and the Voluntary Simplicity movement, because it seems like the leaders are not leading adequately enough. Anyone who farms, anyone who's lived in a place for a long time, has seen the disruption of what were previously the norms for climate. I mean, I'm 80 years old. When I was in high school, the weather did the same thing at the same time every year, and it certainly doesn't now. So it's like this is perhaps the biggest war, and I don't like to use that word, but the biggest war we're going to fight is getting our leaders to actually do what needs to be done. And I really am appalled that the leadership of the United States, which is supposed to be the leading country in the world, is not taking more of a stance. Why did COP21 come up with with recommendations, not mandated changes. Why have we been dragging our feet and doing something? It gets down to power and money, and neither of those things are going to get us through what needs to be done at this time.
Right.
And I encourage everyone to check out Jill 2016 and see what the Green Party would do, because we have some really good ideas that work and will actually help people and not simply help people cling on to their power and money.
Indeed. Thank you, Mrs. Jody Craig, for your input and contribution to the program. That was Mrs. Jody Craig joining us out of Seattle, Washington, Vice Chair of the Green Party of Washington State.